K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hi, this is Juliet.
Juliet.
Hi, Juliet.
Yeah.
I like your name.
I do, too.
Thank you.
So did your mom name you after the book?
Unfortunately, yes. I caught a lot of flack for it.
No kidding. Always looking for the right Romeo, I bet, huh?
Exactly.
What's up?
Well, actually, I'm calling because I met this really great guy on Match, and we talked a lot on the phone, exchanged messages, and we finally decided to meet. And we had dinner. It was the Chili's by the Fairfield Commons.
Yeah,
so I wanted to make sure it was a nice public place and, you know, nothing too fancy because it was our first date. And I'll tell the truth, I was a little nervous. And so I asked some of my friends to come and sort of like stake out a table close to us.
The go-to person.
I don't blame you. Come on.
Just in case things went bad, you know. So if he left, we could like have a couple drinks, and so then I wouldn't be totally lost. And honestly, I didn't really need them because things went great. And I don't understand because he said after I waited, you know, a day, I didn't hear from him. So the next day, I texted him after that, and I said, you know, I had a really great time. Do you think you'd want to go out again? And he was just like, no, just no. That was it. No explanation, just the word N-O. And so I texted him back and I said, did I miss part of the message? Huh. And once again, he just said no.
Wow.
And yeah, it was really just, I was really surprised.
That makes sense,
does
it?
Behind it. Mm-mm. It was just no.
Well, what's his name?
His name's Ben.
Ben, all right, well, here's what we'll do. We'll throw you on hold here for a second, Juliet, and we'll call Ben. I'll try and get him on the phone here and see if we can get more than just no out of him.
Sorry, that was funny.
So hold on a second, okay?
Okay.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
So, Juliet, how bizarre is that? That sounds bizarre to me, Fry. Guys don't ever say no.
Not just flat out no.
No. That had to mess you up, didn't it?
Yeah. Are you kidding me? You know how girls are. It's like, say something. You know, just the silent treatment does not work because I'm going through all kinds of stuff in my head.
Aww.
Of like what it could be. But
I feel sorry.
It's a terrible feeling.
He's got a good job. You know, he's a good catch.
Well, shoot. Well, hold on a second here. We'll finish dialing his number. We'll see if we can find out what he says, okay?
Okay.
Juliet, be real quiet. Quiet. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi. This is Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.1 FM looking for Ben.
Yeah, this is Ben.
Hi, Ben. How are you doing?
Is this about Juliet?
Oh.
What?
Wow.
She's calling you guys to try to get a second date, right? Juliet, I know you're on the phone.
Obviously,
the answer was no.
Have heard our show before?
No. Juliet, well, in short, she completely misrepresented herself. Didn't you? Juliet.
Wait a minute. What happened? What happened?
Exactly what happened.
You sound angry.
Yeah, I mean, what happened?
I am angry because, listen, I've just gone through a pretty bad breakup and a divorce. And, you know, I joined Match.com.
Okay.
And Juliet seemed really cool. She caught my eye immediately because she's very attractive and she travels a lot and she knows about books and wine and she's just a great person, right? And apparently she's French.
Oh! Okay?
And when we finally talked on the phone, she's got this beautiful accent, this beautiful French accent. So we go to Chili's just to meet. Have a little dinner, we had some wine, and she wasn't even snobby that it was, you know, Chili's wine. You know,
nice.
She was really cool. And then, but during the dinner, every time we talked, she'd kind of like look over at this table, and there are these like four women sitting, I don't know, a couple tables away, and she kept like giggling at them and smiling and making eyes, and I was like, what's going on? And they were getting drunk over there, and they're laughing, and they kept looking at us too, and I was like, what is going on? Is she flirting with them? Like, what's going on? And then some woman comes over, has a $50 bill, and she like plops it down on the table, and then she high-fives Juliet, and they both start laughing together.
What?
And I'm like,
Ben, I mean, you have to admit, it was a good prank, right? I mean, it was I'm sorry if you got really mad, but it was just a prank.
Hold on. So I'm confused here. You don't have an accent. What is the prank?
Yeah.
Well, my friends thought it would be funny if I, you know, made a fake, you know, match profile and had a fake French accent and see, you know, if I could speak in that accent for the whole date. And I could, but it was just an accent. I mean, I'm still the same person.
Oh, but Julia, people go to Match.com to look for love. That's...
Yeah, I know, me too. But it was, you know, just this particular one was just with a accent, that's all. It's not, you know, I mean, come on. It was a prank. I mean, I'm still the same person. And you said that I like Cheap Chili's wine. I'm fine with that. Like, I thought we had a great date. Other than that,
I have no idea who I went out with. I have no clue who you are. You show up and you lie. You say you're from France. Like, if you can't even be truthful about that, I mean, you're just using me to try to win $50 from your friends and just have fun at my expense.
Yes.
And you know what? That's not cool to do to anybody. Not on that.
I'm sorry I upset you, but it was just, you know, we were just having fun and the date was really fun. So,
yeah,
you know, if you want to overreact and get all crazy about it, then... You know, I think that's your issue because we were just having fun.
And wow, Fry.
I don't know.
Now,
I do have a question for you, Ben. Did you buy the dinner?
Yeah, she got the $50.
What's the dinner? We both plopped down cards. I had no idea what was going on, so I figured it out.
Oh, you're breaking up a little bit. So you split the dinner?
Yeah,
we split the dinner. But. You know, I had no idea what was going on until, you know, I figured it out.
Oh.
And then she asked me out again. I was like, you got to be kidding me.
So you're totally clueless, Julia, about why he's upset? I mean, really?
Not really, but I don't see how some silly accent would make a difference. I mean, at least now you know I have a good sense of humor.
I don't find that funny.
Well, I want to hear her accent.
Yeah, let's hear a little bit of it.
Let's hear it.
Well, I was having the chilies with him, and I said to myself, oh, I'd love to have the mushrooms. They're delicious. It's too bad they do not have the escargot, because it is one of my favorites that we eat all the time in France. And I find you very handsome. And thank you so much. Merci. It was a wonderful meal. It was très bien.
That's pretty good.
It is. But what do you say to that, Ben? What do you say, Ben?
I think she sounds half Eastern European.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I'm not into it.
During the whole date, you thought it was fine, so...
Yeah, well, you won your $50, so I hope you're happy, but there's no way I'm going out with you again.
I don't even, you know what, Fry, I got to tell you, I wouldn't even feel comfortable offering a second date.
Yeah, so did you talk American at all in front of him during the date?
Ever?
No.
Oh.
No, because that was the whole thing. I mean, I was, you know, my name really is Juliet. My name is a French name.
But that's the only thing French about you.
Well, I took a year in high school, but that was it.
Yeah.
I think we'll call this one.
Yeah. Well, thank you both for your time. Ben, thank you.
Maybe we can give Ben the limo and the thing, and he could find somebody.
I'll take that. I deserve it. Who has a good sense of humor.
Yeah, but limousine is a French word, so.
Oh!
Boy, she don't give up,
no,
does she?
No, she does.
Oh, well, I think it's time to say au revoir to you, Juliet.
Au revoir, mon ami.
Thank you, guys.
All right, have a good one.
Best of luck.
All right, take care.